Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
No sport romanticizes itself more than Major League Baseball. Consequently, pondering baseball trivia is almost as much a national pastime as the game itself. Here we are, 6 weeks into the 2025 Major League season, long enough to see which teams are going to be good, which ones are going to be awful, which veterans are fading, and which young rookies are showing flashes of future stardom. It's an annual American ritual, and it is aided and abetted by our fascination with the minutiae of the game's glorious past. If you are a baseball fan, play along with me here and we'll test your knowledge with a little quiz. First, what pitcher holds the record for throwing the most no-hitters in his career? Yeah, I know, we might as well begin with an easy one, right? Nolan Ryan threw an amazing 7 no-hitters. Any idea who is second on the list? I know you've heard of this guy, too. That would be Sandy Koufax, with 4 career no-hitters. Next question. Who was the only pitcher to throw back-to-back no-hitters in consecutive games? If you correctly said the Cincinnati Reds' Johnny Vandermeer, you're good at this. Vandermeer no-hit the Boston Bees on June 11, 1938, and 4 days later threw another no-hitter against the Brooklyn Dodgers. Imagine that. 18 innings without yielding a hit. All right, let's reach all the way back to the 1911 season. What hitter swatted more home runs than anyone else? Nope, not Babe Ruth. It was a guy who came to be known as Home Run Baker. If you got that one right, you probably know how many homers he hit that year. 11! That's it! 11! Today that wouldn't even make him a power hitter. In the Hall of Famer's defense, he played in the so-called dead ball era. But still, if you thought that one was difficult, try this. Name the former Cleveland Indian who is one of only 4 players in history to hit 2 bases-loaded triples in the same game. Triples are hard to hit, far more so than home runs. Hitting 2 in the same game, each time with the bases loaded? Incredible. Take a bow, Dwayne Kuiper. He accomplished the feat on July 27, 1978. A guy named Elmer Vallow did it first in 1949. How about this one? Name the 2 teams who traded managers in the 1960 season. Bonus points for remembering the names of the 2 managers. The teams are our own Detroit Tigers and Cleveland Indians. Detroit traded Jimmy Dykes to Cleveland, and the Indians shipped Joe Gordon to Detroit. Neither team benefited much from the swap, which was widely viewed as a stunt. Let's wrap this up with a couple more toughies. Name the first pitcher to win a World Series game in both the American and National Leagues. It was Jack Coombs, pitching for Philadelphia in 1910 and for Brooklyn in 1916. Okay, last one, and it's tricky. How many World Series home runs did the great Willie Mays hit? Answer, 0. Say hey, can that be right?
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.